Pepper Young's family is the true-to-life story of your friends, the Youngs. We'll be with them in just a moment after this message. Biff Bradley was upstairs in his room when his father and Nancy Wayne arrived from Chicago. As he stared out the window, he told himself over and over again that just because his father brought Nancy Wayne to Elmwood didn't necessarily mean they were going to get married. But far back in his mind, Biff knew it did mean just that. He dreaded the moment when he'd have to come down. And then his father called to him and, well, he couldn't put the meeting off any longer. As they sat down to dinner, Biff tried to think about other things, about anything but his father and Nancy Wayne. And suddenly, his father got up and announced his engagement to Miss Wayne. Panic-stricken, Biff rushed from the table and out the front door.
Biff! Hey, Biff! Wait a minute, Biff! Biff, do you hear me? Wait a minute! I'm not going to run all along the street like this after you. Now, you wait a minute, you hear?
Just please get away from me. Just let me alone. Please go away. Just go on back to her.
Biff, will you stand still? I want to talk to you. Do you hear me?
No, there's no use now. Just, please, I'd rather not talk. I didn't want to come to dinner in the first place. I didn't even want to be in the house.
Now, Biff, what is all this? What's eating you anyway?
Nothing, only why can't you leave me alone? Can't you see I want to be by myself? I've got a date. I've got to go someplace.
Biff, I want to talk to you.
It's no use. Nothing you could say would make any bit of difference.
Well, Biff,
nothing you could ever say again would make any difference.
I don't get it. What's the matter with you? What makes you act this way?
Oh, you don't understand. You just wouldn't understand. Nobody'd understand how I feel. Not you or anybody else. Least of all you.
Well, I suppose I did sort of spring this engagement on you, but I never thought it. It just never occurred to me that it would make any difference to you, Biff, if I decided to get married again.
Oh, of course it didn't occur to you. Why should it? Why should anything to do with me occur to you? I'm just somebody who happened along and who grew up, and what I think doesn't cut any ice. What I do doesn't make any difference to you. What do you care what I do?
Now, look here, Biff. That's no way to talk. You know better than that. You know I care about everything you do. You know I care more about you than about anybody else in the world, so you just cut that out.
No, don't make me.
Now, listen. I'm not going to stand for any more of this nonsense. Do you hear me? I'm perfectly willing to talk it over with you, man to man.
Oh, yeah. After what you did at the table. After telling it in front of everybody, you're willing to talk it over with me. But what you didn't talk it over with me, did you? You didn't tell me what you decided to do beforehand. No, you didn't let me in on it.
No. Maybe I should have. Oh, I really don't see how it concerns you, Biff.
You don't see how it concerns me? Well, then what's the use of talking about it anymore?
We'll be back with the Youngs in a moment after this message.
Biff, you really think that my marrying somebody is going to make any difference between us?
Yeah. It'll make all the difference in the world between us. We're all washed up when somebody else comes into the picture, when you and I have always lived together, you see?
But Biff, don't you understand? It's going to be entirely different. It's going to have just the opposite effect. Miss Wayne's going to make a home for us. A home such as we've never had. Such as you've never had, Biff, from the time you were a little boy. Even living here with the Youngs, even being part of their household, isn't the same kind of home we're going to have now. The kind of love you're going to have, the kind of care.
Well, I don't want any care. And I don't want any of the love from her. She can have you if she wants you. That's okay by me, but she just can't rule over me.
Biff, don't talk like that. You don't know what you're saying. Nancy Wayne is going to provide a home that we've needed. We ought to have.
Maybe she's going to provide a home you ought to have, but it's not going to be one I ought to have. I've got everything I want, thank you. I'm just okay. Just don't worry about me. I'll get along.
Biff, you're not being fair with me.
What do you mean?
Well, now, if you came to me and told me that you were going to marry somebody, you suppose I'd act this way?
No. Well, why should you? It's right for kids to marry. It isn't right for people your age.
Oh, what difference does it make what age anyone is?
You can get married at any age. You can fall in love at any age.
I don't believe it.
Well, perhaps I seem like an old fool to you, but I assure you that's not the case. I've thought about it very carefully. I saw a great deal of Miss Wayne before telling her I loved her. I made sure before I proposed to her that she was the kind of girl who'd welcome a boy like you into her home.
Yeah, well, she doesn't have to welcome me. I'm going to stay right here in Elmwood, you see. When I get through with high school, I'm going to get myself a job. And when I get enough money together, I'm going to marry somebody myself, see? I'm going to have my own home. You needn't worry about me in connection with yours, either.
If this isn't you talking, it couldn't be. You couldn't talk to me this way.
I'd like to know why not. You got somebody else now. You don't need me anymore. Never did need me, I guess. Guess I only kidded myself that you did.
Of course I need you. I need you more than I ever did, Biff. I looked to you for understanding. I didn't expect you to act like a baby. I expected you to act like a man.
All right, then I'll act like a man. Man goes out on his own. Man does his own thinking. So I am going to do my own from now on. Only just don't expect me to fall all over myself about her, because I'll be decent to her, sure. But I'm not going to like her. I'm never going to like her. I am going to hate her.
Why, you couldn't hate her if you tried. You know you couldn't. She's a fine girl.
Yeah, that's just what she is. A girl. She's about half your age.
Well, it's not so bad as all that. She may be 10 years younger than I am.
Well, 10 years then. I guess it's okay if you want to marry somebody that age. I guess older men always fall for younger girls.
Now, look, Biff, I've been pretty darn patient with you. Now, I'm going to tell you what you're going to do. It may not be what you want to do, but it's what you're going to do, see?
Listen.
You are going back to Chicago with us after we get married. You're going to live there, and you're going to live in the house with us and like it. You're going to get to know Nancy, and you're going to get to like her.
If I say I won't?
You're still a minor, Biff. You're going to do as I tell you.
I'll join the army.
You're going to come back with me when I get married. You're going to find out what a real home's like, Biff. What a real girl can do for two men. Not one, but two. Because she's going to have both of us to look after.
I heard you.
Now, look here, son. Why don't you give her a chance to make friends with you? What's the use of having hard feelings? I admit that perhaps it should have been enough for me to live your life, never have any life of my own. But having met her, I do want a life of my own.
Sure. And kids of your own, too.
Kids? Oh, no, Beth, no. I'm not going to have any more children. I've got a son. At least, I think I have.
Oh, don't make me laugh. She's young, isn't she? You said she was 10 years younger than you are. Sure she wants kids. Well, she ought to have them, too, if she wants them. That's okay by me. Everything's okay by me, except that I'm not going to fall in line. I'm not going to sit around in some dump in Chicago and have her trying to mother me. I don't want any mother, you see. I've got a mother of my own. And if I want to, I can go to her.
Yes? You're one of the fairest guys I know. You've always given people a break. Now, give this girl a break. Why steal your heart against her? She's really a great person, and she's a girl who's never known boys your age. She doesn't know how to act with them. Well, she's just as shy as you are and just as unhappy about this visit as you are. Or she will be when she knows what's happened. Come on now. Be a good sport, Biff. Give her a break. And give me a break, too. I want you to. I want you to. You're all I've got. I want you to share my happiness with me. Now, what do you say? Will you come back to the house now and talk to her?
No. No, I don't want to talk to her. No, I do not want to see her. No, I'm not going back to the house. Not now. And I don't want to see you either, Dad. Not for a while. Not if you don't mind for the rest of the time you're here. I'm just not in the mood. I just spoil everything. I couldn't talk to her now. All I'd do would be nasty, and you don't want me to be that way, and I don't want to be that way, so just let me go. Let me beat it out of here for a while.
All right, Biff. If you feel that way. You're making a big mistake.
Yeah. Maybe I am, but I'm going just the same.
Sometimes it's hard to decide what's right and what isn't. And as he watches his son hurry down the road and disappear in the distance, Kurt Bradley can only hope he did the right thing. And now, a message from our sponsor. Next time, Nancy Wayne learns that a marriage to Kurt Bradley would mean a break between Kurt and his son Biff. And she asks Mary Young's advice. Be sure to listen to Pepper Young's Family. John Scott speaking. Pepper Young's Family is a modern drama production.